last checkpoint inhibitor issue we discussed was immune-related toxicity and also the use of these agents in patients with prior autoimmune conditions. Dr. Favreau presented a 77-year-old man with metastatic renal cell cancer who was responding to a checkpoint inhibitor but developed dermatologic toxicity requiring corticosteroid therapy and eventually discontinuation of treatment. Dr. Favreau was interested in the faculty's experience with this side effect, and Dr. Powell started the discussion.
So there's a massive spectrum of dermatological toxicity, and mild skin rash is incredibly common with these drugs. And the management of that can often be nothing, topical creams, and there is a large group of patients that are managing that silently without making too much complaints about it, because compared to the toxicity associated with VEGF-targeted therapy, it's a walk in the park. There is a subgroup of patients, and we've probably treated 5 or 6 patients who we've had to stop therapy because of dermatological toxicity. We've actually had one person who spent a month on ITU whose skin essentially fell off, and we went through everything with
No prior dermatologic problems?
No prior dermatologic. They're actually on the combination of Bevatezo, for what it was in the motion 150, which has been presented. But we stopped both drugs, and then after a period, they had a spectacular response. And we now see her. She's now on sunitinib and has got through that, but she spent a month on ITU. So there, and we took biopsies, and it was a proper, you know, autoimmune-related dermatological toxicity. So there is a spectrum of toxicity. And Betsy made the point really earlier on, which sometimes these grade 3 or 4 big categories of toxicity, you know, diarrhea, pneumonitis, they don't catch these rarer patients that are really running into problems with these drugs. And it makes us all extremely nervous. And I always say, if it's something unusual and you're not sure, it's probably the drugs. And always err on the side of caution. You know, stop the drugs doesn't make any difference because of the long half-life. You have to intervene with steroids under those circumstances. So, you know, it's my current opinion that actually the management of these patients is as important as picking Avelumab versus Duvelumab, or, you know, the management is more important than drug choice, because the right management means you can keep going with the drugs, whereas you get these things wrong, you start too late, the patient comes off therapy.
And you think about the incredible paradigm shift that's occurring in oncology offices involving everybody, the nurses, the office staff, shifting from a chemotherapy toxicity paradigm. Now, you know, some of these docs are saying, you know, I'm treating 2 or 3 people a day with checkpoint inhibitors. Peter, quick question from the audience, which is there a correlation between immune toxicity and benefit from immunotherapy?
Well, the data in certain diseases is more advanced, right? But I think that there's a signal personally, even in the GU cancers, especially for patients who seem to have this complete response, right? I've had many patients where they've had to come off therapy because of some severe immune-related adverse event, and yet have this prolonged benefit from the therapy off of drug.